Welcome to the 32nd London International Mime Festival, and to this discussion following the performance by the French company Ieto. This session is being recorded for broadcast by theatrevoice.com.
First of all, Fnico and Jonathan, a huge round of applause. And thank you for staying back as well, so you can applaud yourselves quietly. My name's Dick McCaw. I've been doing all the post-show discussions for the International Mime Festival, the 32nd edition. I want to thank the director of the festival, because I don't know about you, but what is it, about 1 in 10 shows that you see are good? I've just seen 13 shows on the trot, and there's only 2 I haven't liked. Last night I saw something extraordinary from France. This evening I've seen something extraordinary from France, and from Belgium, and from Denmark. I think it's quite extraordinary, but let's just dwell on the word mime festival, because we haven't used that word in England. I don't know about you in France, but meme, no, it's not really what we do anymore. So what on earth is it that happens in this festival that has accounted for the fact that nearly every show that I've sat in has also sold out? From your show just now, it's the game that you invent that's interesting. So I think, first of all, Joseph has offered us 15, that's how many shows in the programme, 15 really interesting games. It's about artists negotiating with objects, things, space, each other. So from you two, a few wooden benches, some rope, and a fine understanding of mechanics. I would also say balls of steel as well. Jos dos Santos, he described his show as a dialogue between my body and the Chinese pole. Occam's razor, they had a huge wooden treadmill. They just said, we listened out for the story that the treadmill wanted to tell us. Nicole Mossou was taking my ego away and letting the object tell their story. Last night, unfortunately it sold out, but Jean-Pierre Laroche of Atelier des Spectacles said, well, really, it's a relationship with space and with objects that interests me. And he has little strings by which he animates funny little gadgets, objects, lights, and it's quite magical. And I think what Joseph Seelig and Helen Lanigan, the two directors of this festival, have done is bring together a whole lot of poets who make us marvel at the everyday, who make us marvel at what a bench can do if with a little applied mechanics, who bring poetry and beauty out of things that we just would walk past in our everyday life. So it doesn't really matter whether it's called mime or whatever it's called. For me, there's been a consistent thread of poetry, of invention, of beauty, and of work, actually, although you have a director, Christian, work that must, I think, in all cases, have been led by the artists, not being told what to do, but saying to somebody else, I've got an idea of what we could do with a bench. Do you want to sit out and tell me what it looks like? So it's also work made by artists who have a certain autonomy. And it's also made by young artists. I've never seen a festival with so many artists under 30. So this is a real forcing bed for new talent in Europe and throughout the world. So are you hiding there, Joseph? I think you are hiding there. Joseph, one of the artistic directors of the Mime Festival, I think, needs to be identified, he needs to be outed, and he needs to be given a huge, huge round of applause. I'm proud to be in your festival, Joseph. So, I was talking to your manager just before we started, and she said, this is one of the first performances that you have done in front of an adult audience. Is this right? Now, I'll explain the rules of our question and answer in a tick, but I have a feeling I'm going to be doing a bit of translation here. Est-ce que c'est un spectacle? Normalement, c'est pour les enfants. So my entire question has fallen flat on its face. You're trying to do your research, but sometimes, you know, it just doesn't quite work out. So I'm not going to ask that question because it doesn't make any sense. Would you like to help me out? If you ask a question more intelligent than mine, I shall point at you. And then you ask the question, and I will repeat it, because all these talks have been recorded for theatrevoice.com, a website that specializes in audio content for about theater. So if you want to listen to any of the other talks, or just to listen to my huge gaffe, theatrevoice.com, and you can listen to it again and again and again. So I will repeat your question and quite possibly translate it as well. Okay, so over to you. Questions. There we go.
Si vous avez eu un malentendu, est-ce que c'est difficile de se rattraper? Est-ce que le dialogue entre vous deux, est-ce que c'est plus difficile?
Okay, he's going to reply in French and I'll translate.
First of all, they very rarely have misunderstandings. They very rarely row. But actually, what they're doing is at such a basic fundamental level that no, it doesn't really affect it too much. Fniko, do you want to answer? You see, they understand each other so well. Okay, and the next question.
Quand vous avez construit les équilibres, est-ce que c'est pour nous faire rire ou pour être, comme il disait, intéressant?
Paris, tu pourras traduire?
Oh, we'll just say it in. Yeah. Okay, I've got. I'm having to translate everything. Right. Okay.
En fait, tout ce qu'on construit, c'était plus pour essayer d'exploiter au maximum les planches, ce qu'on avait, pour rendre ça un petit peu, que ce soit un exploit, des exploits. Mm-hmm. Et après, on a utilisé les situations qu'il y avait autour de ces exploits pour faire rire les gens.
So first of all, what they were interested in was seeing how much they could get out of the benches. What benefit, the maximum benefit, the maximum they could get out of that. And then once they'd found out what they could do with the benches, around that, they started creating the comedy. So maybe the answer to your question is, first of all, yes, it was to be interesting, but after they'd been interesting with them, then it was to be funny. Does that answer your question? Thank you.
Combien de temps? 2 ans?
2 years. And the next question. They didn't take a hurry about it. They just did it in a nice, relaxed way.
D'où l'inspiration pour le spectacle? Il a dit avec les... Comment? Les bancs. Yeah. Et j'imagine, peut-être, c'est les planches.
So first of all, Fniko, this is one of the things that he worked on when he was learning circus in Toulouse, a place called the Lido. He did the tightrope, so that was his speciality at the circus school.
Et quand on a décidé de travailler ensemble,
so when they decided to work together, so basically, if
you've got a man with the who works with benches over here and a man who works with tightropes there, the big question was, well, how do we join up and join up our skills so that we can actually have tightrope walks with benches? So that's how it worked out. So why, this is just for the recording, why a text, and why a text read by a child? That's a difficult question. And the question's really quite long, but... So they wanted to go a little bit further than just doing physical skills, a bit like the question to your child. So this text is almost like a commentary on what's going on stage. He's also interested in the contrast between the fact that you have a text which is really very mature and rather complicated, but you have a child reading it. Also, you can make a relation between what's going on between these two and what's actually being said in the text. And who wrote the text? Qui a écrit le texte? Christian Coumin, who is the director, who also was at the Lido in Toulouse with Fnico. Oh, you first and then you. Est-ce que vous êtes naturellement doué ou est-ce que c'est le résultat de beaucoup de travail? A lot of work for this one. Fnico, naturellement doué.
Non. Non,
it's exactly the same for Fnico as well. And where was then and then yourself? Est-ce que l'idée originale pour, elle a dit le mise en scène, mais ça, est-ce que c'est vous? Oui, les structures. Est-ce que c'est vous deux ou est-ce que c'est un dessinateur?
Non, en fait, on est parti des planches simples. Et après, tous les deux et tous les trois, surtout, et tous les quatre, en fait, mais tous les trois avec Cyril, notre technicien,
oui.
qui est là, qui a...
So they started off, as he said, just with simple benches. Then these two, and Cyril, who looks after all the technical side of things, and Christian, whom they've mentioned, is the director, all of them together came to create what Jonathan nicely called une structure, a structure, a mechanical structure. Est-ce qu'il y a des parties particulières dans le spectacle qui sont plus difficiles que des autres?
Je ne sais pas si c'est la même chose pour tous les deux.
It doesn't know if it's exactly the same for both of them because they do different things.
Mais en ce qui me concerne, il n'y a rien de très compliqué, juste que quand même le T, c'est un peu.
There's nothing hugely difficult, but I think you've got that already. When he's up on the big T, that does make his heart go pit pat. And you, Nico. For him, it's the entire show, with the exception of the tightrope. I think we've got time for one more question. Oh, good grief! Three hands. Now you, you guys have had one question. Do you mind if I ask you in the purple? So when you were quand vous créez la structure, est-ce que c'était un cas de monter sur la structure et essayer, ou est-ce que c'était au fur et à mesure? Comment vous avez So it was little by little. They didn't just sort of get on and started. They found out by a process of incremental experiment, little bit by little bit. Come on, there was another one. Go on. Combien de temps est-ce que vous avez travaillé avec les trucs comme ça?
Eh ben, moi, avec une planche pendant 2 ans, je pense, avant le spectacle, et après 2 ans avec Jonathan sur toutes les planches.
So, just with one bench by himself, before he worked with Jonathan, 2 years. And then working with Jonathan, 2 years. 2 years. Well, actually, I think there was... Go on. Actually, that is the question we all want to know, really, isn't it? Est-ce que des choses sont pétées? Gravement?
C'est la troisième. Toutes les planches, on les a déjà changées 3 fois.
So they've had to change their benches 3 times. Sometimes. So yes. Well, you saw them nodding as if to say, "Yeah, it's gone wrong." À Londres.
No.
No. In London, it's been all right so far. Thank you so much for staying back. Jonathan, Fnico, thank you.